The Chiddush of Abaye, that the machlokus between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim revolves around details of Hasra. We're talking about a case of the Asra Beisdam, and the machlokus between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Is it necessary simply to inform the person that there's a Chi of Misa, or is it necessary to mention the particular Misa, Be'eza Misa Hu Neherag? Good? The Gemara quotes the Brice that tells us that this is the general machlokus. However, there is a clear exception when it comes to the case of Mesis, because after all, as Rashi tells us, Nechumish Dvarim, Perek Gimel, the Pasuk says, Lo Sachma V'lo Sechasa Olav, and therefore, the form of Hasra certainly is different when it comes to Mesis, as opposed to other cases of Dini Nefashos. Rashi tells us, the very great Kiddush, that tells us in those instances, V'neherag B'li Hasra, in the case of Mesis, there's no need for Hasra whatsoever. Tosus comments that no, there is Hasra in both instances, but the Hasra is somewhat different than Ein Masrim Bo Beferish. You don't have to give such an explicit Hasra, but it's sufficient to say that Eich Naniach Avinu Shebashamayim V'Navod Eitzim V'Avonim. Even though normally that is considered to be insufficient Hasra, as the sugya continues in Daf Tes, we'll have to discuss details of how in fact Hasra is given, but whereas according to Rashi in the case of Mesis, no Hasra, according to the view of Tosfos, yes, Hasra, but the most general Hasra, simply Eich Naniach Avinu Shebashamayim. This Chiddush, according to Rashi, that there is no Hasra when it comes to Mesis, and even according to Tosfos, that the quality of Hasra is different, where else do you see that this is the case, instances that no Hasra is necessary? So if you look throughout the Masechta, there are three other such examples. Rashi writes, later in Sanhedrin, Ayin Aleph Mem Aleph, the same is true when it comes to Ben Sor Umore. In that instance, no Hasra is necessary Bishas Ha'avera. When that person does that which is necessary to label him as a Ben Sor Umore, no Hasra is necessary at the time of the so-called Mais Avera. And the Gemara later on Sanhedrin Daf Peches Amud Beis says the same thing is true when it comes to a Zaken Mamri, the Eino Tzarech Hasra. If the Zaken Mamri himself is Mor Halacha Kneged Sanhedrin, that itself is grounds for a Chiyuv Misa, even without the normal requisite Hasra. And the Gemara tells us on Daf Mem Amud Beis that Edim Zomin does not require Hasra. So, this is true when it comes to Edom Zomin, explicit in the Gemara. Also when it comes to Zaken Mamre, Rashi writes, this is true of Ben Sor Umore, and Rashi says in our sugya, that's the Chiddush of Mesis. No Hasra is necessary. What is it that these four cases have in common? Mesis, Ben Sor Umore, Zaken Mamre, and the case of Edom Zomin. Even if you look further at the Brais Sandaf, Peites, Amar Aleph, the Gemara tells us that there is something these four cases have in common, and that is the requirement of hachraza, the need for bezdin to be machriz. One individual is chayiv misa. So the Gemara quotes a brisa that tells us arba tzrichim hachraza. There are four cases where hachraza is necessary: mesis, ben sora more, zaken mamre, and edim zomim. So on the one hand, hachraza is necessary. And Rashi explains that Hasra is not necessary in these particular cases. Is there any link between these two halachos? And what is so unique about these four places? So the Ramban, in his Pirush HaTorah and Parshas Ki Seitzei, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches, writes a beautiful, beautiful Chiddush. Ramban points out, Ramban is discussing the case of Ben Sor Umore. So we all know that when it comes to Ben Sor Umore, the child is not killed for what he has done, but rather, Nidon al Shem Sofa. Why is that true? Ramban explains, Kedei Shetia B'Misasam Takana La'Acherim. It's not because that he has violated such a grievous Maisa Avera that he is Chayiv Misa, but rather, right, he's on the path, he's Nidon al Shem Sofo, and therefore, he is killed at this point. Lo humus, the Ramban writes, Begodel chet o, but ella liyaser bo es harabim. The purpose that he is killed now is not because of the grievous chet that he has committed, but simply, right, to demonstrate to others, right, this is the path. If you do A, it will lead to B. His misa is considered to be a takon al acherim. And the Ramban tells us that's why the pasuk goes out of its way and tells us when it comes to Ben Sor Umore, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yirao. That's not mentioned when it comes to Chilul Shabbos. V'chol Ham Yishmu V'Yisrael. They should all realize that, that if you're Mechal HaShabbos, this will be the outcome. But the Chiyuv Misa, the Ramban writes, is not Noveya from Maisa Vera, but rather it's a Takana La'acherim. That's the Chiddush. So, that's true when it comes to Ben Sora Mora, Nidan Al Shem Sofo. Certainly from the perspective of the Ben Sora Mora himself, Yamuz Zakai Va'al Yamuz Chayiv, but the Chiyuv Misa is understood in the broadest sense. Misasam Takana La'acherim. That's the Lashon Ramban. And the Ramban goes a step further and tells us the same is true when it comes to Zakein Mamre. No? The Pasuk also says, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro, in the context of Zakein Mamre. Why isn't it true? The Ramban explains the same thing. L'fi she'ein bo raso, chet shi'a ray lamos. He was mora halacha k'neged Sanhedrin. That per se is such a significant aver that it should warrant a chiyuv misa. No, the purpose of the chiyuv misa is lahasir hamachlokis min haTorah, because as a result of what he is done, he's going to undermine the Sanhedrin, and look at what ramifications will in fact arise if that is true, if the integrity of the Sanhedrin is compromised. So therefore, Zakein Mamre as well, it's not considered to be the Maisa Avera, but rather the Zakein Mamre is put to death because of the broadest effect. Good. Furthermore, the Ramban says v'chein be'edim zo'amin. The same thing is true when it comes to edim zo'amin. After all, shenehrogin v'loharogo. But they're put to death because of their capital offense. If they were successful in putting the person to death, enochinami, as we learned, hargoin neherogin. So they gave edus which possibly could have led to, but the bottom line is it didn't. So the Ramban says, apparently you see an important chiddush, that the Edom Zomin are not killed for the Maisa Avera itself, but rather because of the broadest impact. All justice will be undermined if, in fact, people will come and give Edo Sheker, and that's why the Apostle goes out of its way and tells us, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. And the Ramban writes, V'chein Hizkir B'Mesis. The same thing is true when it comes to Mesis as well. After all, the Fishu Nerag B'Dibura Hara Bilvad. This person was not an Oved Avodah Zarah. No. He's not Chayiv Misa because of Maisa Avera. All he was doing was enticing, soliciting someone else to go and do so. Not a terrible thing to do, but that Isser Dibur should result in a Chayiv Misa. So the Ramban writes, the same thing is true. Avo Misaso Liyaser Hanisharim. The fact that he is put to death is an example to others of the severity of Avodah Zarah, that someone who is coming and trying to attempt to persuade others, for that alone he is considered to be killed. Well, the Ramban writes, just as we know when it comes to Ben Sora Mora, a concept of Nidan Al Shin Sof, which means one is not killed for the Maisa Avera, the Ramban writes, that's true of all four of these cases, and that's why the Pasuk goes out of its way, B'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. Therefore, it's very mistabrus, the Gemara says, that in these four instances, the Sugenda Peites Hachraz is necessary. Right, the whole Misa, right, is an order to serve as a takana la'acherim. And then obviously, some form of hachraz is necessary. It would defeat the whole purpose if privately this person was put to death without that act of hachrazah. The chiddush of hasra, apparently, is exactly this point. That when the onesh is considered to be noveah from maisa avera, then of course hasra is absolutely necessary. But if in these instances that's not true, the Chiyuv Misa does not emanate from Maisa Avera, but rather the fact that a person has done so, it means there's a Chal Hashem, the person is considered to be a Ben Sora Mora, an Eid Zomim, Zokei Mamre, a Mesis. He's put to death because of the Chal Hashem, Takana L'Acherim. That's the Chiddush Pashur Pshat, according to Rashi, that does not require Hasra. Hasra is only when the Maisa Avera is that which is causing the Chiyuv Misa. Not when it's Nidan Al Shem Sofer, not when the Chiyuv Misa is simply Takana L'Acherim. The Rambam writes the following. When the Rambam explains this halach in Hilchos Eidus, Perachof Halacha Dalet, the Rambam writes in the context of Edom Zomim, Ve'ein le'edom zomim shegaga, lefi she'ein behem Maisa, lefichach eino tzrichin Hasra. The Rambam writes, when it comes to a case of an Eid Zomim, right, it's not that there is a Maisa, concrete Maisa Vera, right, that results in a Schi of Misa, right, and therefore there's no need for Hasra when it comes to a case of Eidim Zomim. Right? That's the chiddush of the Ramban in these four instances. So you understand very well, according to Rashi, no hasra is necessary, and even according to Tosfos, right, you give the person opportunity, right, to take a step back and to alter his ways, but if that's not done, you don't need the formal hasra because the ma'isa aver is not considered to be the mechayim. Good. The Gemara in Daf Testament Aleph quotes a further possibility. The sixth sheet of the Gemara quotes in understanding the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, that is the view of Ravina, that they're arguing within the shita of Rabbi Akiva. This is a sugya, Mishnah in Malkos and Dafei and Beis, where the Mishnah is bothered by the following. Like the Torah tells us in Dvarim Perek Yud Zayin, this will also relate to what we just discussed. The Torah tells us when it comes to a chiyuv misa that al pishnai meidim al shlosh eidim yuma sameis. And the Mishnah is bothered by the obvious kasha that lama parad hakosu shlosha. If two eidim are sufficient, why is it necessary to have three eidim? No, that's what we discussed at Chiddush of Sadiugon. It tells us two eidim al yedei gimel dayanim, a very great Chiddush, telling us against the Rambam we discussed, against the Ramban, that Kabbalah se eidus of din nafashos sufficient to have a bezin of shlosha. But the Gemara presents again, what is the drasha of al pishnai meidim al shloshim yinam sameis? So the Gemara presents three different possibilities, and that Mishnah Makos and Daf Heim with Beis. Good. Tanakama says the following chiddush: that just like mashlosha mazim es hashnayim, just like three eidim can come, and they can be mazim too. Mastaber? No. Here the eidim hamazim outnumber the regular eidim zomim. Good. So the chiddush is the following: Af hashnayim yazomu es hashlosha. Trekameya. If two eidim come and say imanu hayisim, and they are accusing three individuals of being eidim zomim, inochinami trekameya. That's considered to be sufficient. That's the drasha of Tanakama. That af hashnayim yazomu es hashlosha. That's one din d'oraisa. Rav Shimon says the following. No, the pasuk of al pishnayim and shloshenim is coming to tell us something very different. That mashnayim, that einu neharogin ad shiu shnehem zomin, just like when it comes to eidim zomin, both of the eidim have to be proven to be zomin. If you will just simply say regarding one of them that he was with us imana hisem, that is not sufficient to render the kat of edus as eidim zomin. So the same thing is true of shlosha. That's a very great chiddush. Even when it comes to three, that ein neharogin ad shu shloshtam zomin. So what then is the chiddush of the pasuk of al pishnayim edim shlosha edim? That's the halacha of ad shiazimu eskulam. It's necessary to imazim the entire kat. If there are three edim, so therefore all three have to be subject to that claim of imanu hayisim. According to Rabbi Shimon, the fact that the pasuk says al pi shlosh eidim, shneidim, shlosh eidim, that's a kula, right? The Torah tells us ad shiyazimu es kulam. They are not going to be declared eidim zomin unless you are mazim the entire kat. So therefore, the pasuk is going out of its way to tell us a kula ad shiyazimu es kulam. Good. Then the Mishnah quotes the view of Rabbi Akiva that says, "What do you mean, lo ba hashlishi lahakel?" That's Rabbi Akiva objects to. The pasuk is coming lekula, right, to tell us that the only way there will be zomin is ad shiyazimu es kulam. No, but rather el lahachmir alav. The pasuk is telling chumra. What is that chumra? That onash hakosav lenitval avera ka'ovri avera. No, even though the third person was not necessary, the edus could have been sufficient with just the two. But the third individual, he also is participating in that iser. No, he's a nitfal ovi avera. So that's what the pasuk is telling us, that the third, whose edus was unnecessary, is considered to be an inherent part of the kat, and therefore he is punished just as everyone else. That's the hachmir alav. And then Rabbi Akiva continues and says the following. Once you establish this notion, there's a kat of edus. We don't argue that the two are considered to be ikar edus, and the third is considered to be incidental. But rather, even though one could have viewed him as being nitzal of avera, he is considered an inherent part of the kat. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva continues. Umashnaim, nimtzechem karol v'pos le'yusam v'teila. Avshlosha, nimtzechem karol v'pos le'yusam v'teila. And therefore, since he's an inherent part of the kat of edus, So therefore, if any of the Eidim, even an Eid who was not necessary, turns out to be Karov Apostel, so therefore all of the Eidim, right, their Eidus is considered to be Eidusan Betela. Good. So these are the three possibilities the Mishnah presents in understanding Shnayim Shlosha, Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva. Good. Artosus refers you to the Rashi and Makos and the Fame and Beis. Rashi to Ramasol Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Akiva mean when he says Lo Baha Kosa Lakel? Rashi says the following: Lo Hutzrach Lilam Denuzos. It's not necessary for the Pasuk to teach us this. Well, a very great Kiddush according to Rashi. According to Rashi, Rabbi Akiva did not disagree with Tanakhama, does not disagree with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Akiva also maintains the halacha is that Av Shnayim Yazuma Sashlosha, two can come and they can be mazim a large kat, even 100 Eidim, no problem. And Rabbi Akiva also agrees to the Kiddush of Rabbi Shimon Ad Shiyazimu Es Kulam, doesn't deny that. That's obvious. You don't need the pasuk to tell us that that is true. Memeli Adinan, that's the lashon of Rashi. Rabbi Kiva does not disagree with Tanakama, nor does he disagree with Rabbi Shimon. No? This is also what the Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnayos and Makos, the Fehim Beis, that there is no machlokes. And this is what the Tosas Rid writes explicitly, Lababasar and Dav, Kuf Yud Gimel Mabeis as well. Everyone agrees. It's just various drushos based on the Shnayim and Shlosha. The Ritvan, the Sugin Makos, and the Tehmud Beis, the Maschal Rabbi Akiva, quotes the Shita of Rashi, and just explains that V'im Kain, Leka Beinayu Ela Mashmos Darshin. So therefore, apparently, there's no machlokis whatsoever. Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva. My focus is just simply what is rooted in the pasuk. But the halacha, everyone agrees there's no machlokis whatsoever. Then the Ritva writes a possibility within Rashi, a very great kiddush. The efsher de pligi bilahachmir. No, maybe there is a machlokis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Shimon, true, there's halacha vachi azimu eskulam. The Ritva suggests that's only if ba'u kulam biyachad, only if they come as a single kat of Eidim. Then the halach is ad shiyazimu es kulam. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says that no, afilu ba'achrei kein, even if, let's assume this third eight comes by himself. Since he is a nitfal, he comes to Beis Din with the very same accusation. He will also, right, receive the onesh of Kasha Zama, even if he did not come together with initial aid. That's what the Ritva mentions as a suggestion according to Rashi. That Rabbi Kiva does not fundamentally disagree with Rabbi Shimon, that's true. But there's no need for all of them to come together. Even if the third aid will come by himself, nonetheless, the Shlishi is Chayiv. Either Shlishi can say, I came by myself as Neir Echad. The answer is no. Right? You came, right, affirming what the other two Eidim said, you are a nitfal, lo ve'avera, and therefore, that is considered as though you are an inherent part of the Eidim themselves. Artosus, here to Amaschalo, writes the following Kiddush, that no, u'matzei me'mar depolik. One could argue that Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. There is no halach of ad shiyazimu eskuma. And according to the view of Rabbi Akiva, that the Eidim Zomin Neherogin, even though Ein Shloshtim Zomin, you have a kat of 10, 20, 30, and two of them are picked out to be Eidim Zomin, Enochinami, that's considered to be sufficient. Why is that true? Because Artosa says the following. Then Ein Lahakish Shlosha L'Shnayim L'Nyan Zeh, according to Rabbi Akiva, that's not what the Hekish of 2 and 3 is coming to teach us. The Pasuk says Kasher Zaman, and these two individuals did attempt to enforce that Onesh. So So therefore, that's considered to be sufficient. Good. So Tosfos writes a chiddush, right? That Enoch Inami, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. There's no halacha of ad sheyazimu es kulam. As long as you meet the requirement of kasha zamum, and therefore even two out of the three, hare zamum ushnayim sheyesh koach biyodam laharog bifnei atzmam. Poshim shat, according to Tosfos. Right, let's assume, for example, if you have a kat of three and only one was subject to hazama, right, Tosfos would in fact argue that everyone agrees that there is no onesh of kasha zama. Because when Tosfos gives you the reason for Rabbi Akiva that you're willing to give an onesh to two out of the kat, Tosfos is svara, is after all, sheish koach biyadam. Because the two alone don't require the three. That's a very important reason, the Tosfos says. No, Pashim Shant, if that's true, then if you have a kat of three or four or five, and they're mazim one, in such an instance, then even Rabbi Akiva would agree that there is no kasha zamam. Because that one person, ein biyado laharog bifnei atzmo, in such an instance, that is not true. So what is Tosfos' chiddush? That no, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that of Rabbi Shimon. A very great chiddush. And therefore, if you're mazim two out of the three, those two, right, will receive an onesh, even an onesh of misa. Right, if you look in the Mugi Yosef, right, in this sugi in Makos, Mugi Yosef quotes this as being the shita of the Riva. Fundamental machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Kiva denies the concept of ad sheyazimu eskulam. Mugi Yosef continues and quotes the third shita. Right, the view of the Ri Ben Gaius. Also, like the Riva, against Rashi, that Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Akiva denies the halacha of ad sheyazimu es kulam, and therefore, if you have a kat of three or five or ten, and two of them are subject to hazama. Unbelievable, no? Nase kulam zomin. All are killed. All of them, no? That's the Chiddush Mugi Yosef quotes in the name of the Ritz Gaius. Tosfos presents this Chiddush just simply. The two out of three is considered to be sufficient. That's a meaningful hazama, because those two could have accomplished that end. That's called kasha zama. Ritz Gaius writes the following Chiddush that no? Im huzmu shnayim nase kulam zomin. Your mazim, two out of the three. According to Tosfos, two are killed. According to the Ritz Gaius, all three are killed. Wow, very, very great Kiddush. There was no hazama to the third person. No? How can it be that he's put to death? Right? He's part of the kat. That's certainly true. But l'chora, this fits in very well with what we discussed earlier with Ramban. That what is the mechayiv of Adam's Zomim? Now, if Mechayiv in Ruzonim was Maisa Vera, hard to imagine that someone can be put to death as a nitfal without confirmation that he in fact violated that Maisa Vera. But if you're telling me even in Ruzonim that's not true, it's the Chaloshem Eid Zomim that is responsible for the Onesh of Kasha Zoma, not the Eidus Sheker, still a great Yiddish. But then one can envision this Chiddush of Ritz Gaius, that if the kat is labeled as a kat of Zomim, right, that therefore the onesh of Kasha Zomim is shared by each of them, irrespective of this individual himself was the subject of the claim of Iman HaYisa. Certainly we're going to see in the concept of Nimsech or Karv Apostol, right, that there is a clear link among the Edom of a particular kat. And there is Gaius writes that once the kat is labeled as a kat of Hazama, in that instance all three enter. So the Gemara quotes this Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva, that we assume that Nimtze Echor Karov Apostle, Edusim B'Teila. Rabbi Yossi says the following Chiddush, that B'med V'ram Amurim, only when it comes to Dinin HaFashos. When is it this great Chiddush? No, only when it comes to Dine Nefashos. However, when it comes to cases of Dine Mamanos, that's not true, then Tiskayim Ha'edus Bishar. Good? The Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi Daf Tesa Manama. Why is that true? why should one distinguish between dinei mamonos as opposed to the cases of dinei nefashos? The Gemara doesn't explain. But that's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Nimsecha karvo posibus sabateva, dinei nefashos, not dinei mamonos. Rashi writes, Chiddush, the Ramaskal b'dinei nefashos, the Rachmana Omar, v'hit silu ha'eda. Rashi says that's part of the Chovas Hatzalah. And therefore, even if one is considered to be Basel, Midin v'hitzilu ha'eda, so therefore, Kulam b'teilim. If it's a function of the Mitzvah Hatzalah, it only applies in Din Nefashos, it doesn't apply in cases of Din Mamonos. If this is true, that according to Rabbi Yossi, Nim Sechar Korom Pasal Yusuf Betela is all because of Vihitzilo Haida. It emanates from Vihitzilo Haida. So what would happen if it wouldn't be to exonerate the Nidon? What if it would flip in the other direction? Then it would end up being a Chova. Would you assume Nim Sechar Korom Pasal Yusuf Betela? What would happen if being Mivatel Ve'edus would convict, it wouldn't exonerate? Let's assume, for example, we're dealing with the cut of Edim Hamazimim. Two Edim come and testify in the case of Din Nefashos. And two other Edim come, three other Edim come, five Edim come. Imanu Ha'isim. And it turns out within the cut of Edim Hamazimim, Nimsech or Krov Apostle. So what would happen? As far as the Edim HaMuzamim, the one who are accused, the Edim HaRishonim, Gevaldik, that's the Mitzvah Satzala. No? I'll dismiss the Edim HaMazimim, Nimseh Karva Pasad Yusam Etela, and the Edim HaMuzamim are not killed? Well, if that's true then, but Legabe HaNidon, he will be Chayiv Misa, will be Nera. That's part of the Mitzvah Satzala. That's Vihitzilo Ha'eda. There's an element of Vihitzilo Ha'eda, yet you are saving the Edim HaMuzamim, but as a result now, right, the Nidon, the original Nidon, is going to be put to death. That's also part of Vihitzilo Ha'eda. Or I'll give you even a more extreme case, where it is all considered to be a Chova. There is no Hatzalah whatsoever. The Sigla we just discussed. What happens if the Edim HaMazimim come and they say the following? You had a whole group of five Edim that were being made that this person was Chayiv Misa. And the Edim HaMazimim come and say, look, we don't know all five, but we know regarding a couple of them. Imanu Ha'isen. Good? So they are not attempting to put the Edim HaMuzamim to death, as we just learned. The halach is Ad Sheyazimu Es Kulam. No? But within the cut of Edim HaMazimim, Nimsech al Karvo Pasul, Idusam B'Teila. So if you were to say Idusam B'Teila, is there any Hatzalah? There's no Hatzalah whatsoever. No? By applying the principle of Nimsech al Karvo Pasul, Idusam B'Teila, there is no one who was about to be convicted who now is spared as a result of Nimsar Karbos and Betela. The Edom are coming to create a psul, right, in the Edom HaMuzamim, but not to render an ownership Kasha Zama, Acha Zimu Es Kulam. But as a result now of applying the principle of Nimsar Karbos and Betela, the only ramification is that the Nidon is put to death. Is that considered to be the Mitzvah Satzalah? That's a Chiddush Rashi, you know? The Nimtzech or Karm Pasal Yusuf Etela all is a function of the Yitzilu Ha'eda. So in the Chibur of the Shagazari and the Sugin Makos, the Gvura Sari, the Shagazari writes, Enochinami. In those cases, even the Nidon will be Pater. Wow. Even the Nidon will be Pater. that the concept then of Nimsechot Korov Idusim B'Teilu will only be used to exonerate. It can never be used L'Chumra to convict as part of the Hitzilo Ha'ida. Cannot be. Wow. That's the Chiddush Shagas Aryeh suggests. And the Shagas Aryeh writes, if you look carefully in the Rashi, in our Sugya, Rashi from Asla Din Nefashos writes the following. That since we apply the principle of Nimsa Karpas Nusa Betela, so as a result what? Take a look. You can't have an onus of Misa. You can't have an onus of Misa. What does Rashi write in our Gemara? The Ramaskal Din Nefashos? You can't have an onus of Misa. Lo hu? What does Rashi write? Lo hu? The Nidon can't be put to death. Velo Haim. And not the Aidim. What Aidim? No? What does Rashi mean by that? If you apply the principle of Nimse Echor Karpus and Nusa Betela, the Nidon, as well as the Aidim, are spared. Aidim? What's the case of Aidim? Pashup Shad is the following. Three people come, they testify that Reuben was Mechalel Shabbos, and one of the three was Karo Apostle. So the Chiddush of Nimse Karo Apostle Taylor is that Reuben is not killed and the Edom are not killed. Mechatei said the Edom are killed. Nimse Karo Apostle, Edom are put to death. No, so Shagas Aryeh writes, you see that Rashi is allowing for a case where if not for Nimse Karo Apostle, the Edom would be killed. What's that case? That's our case. Edim Hamazimim. No? Edim come to Bezin testify that Reuven, right, committed a capital offense, he should be killed. And the Edim Hamazimim come forward and say that, what do you mean, Imanoyesen? Within the cut of Edim Hamazimim, Nimsech Krom Fosalusim Betela. And that's what he says Rashi is telling you. The Nidon is not put to death, nor are the Edim put to death. No? That's his Chiddush. Since Rashi writes it's a Chovas Hatzalah, so therefore the concept can only be used to exonerate. You can't convict the Nidon. How you do that? It's a pretty great Chiddush. That's what Shagas Aryeh writes in the Gvura Sari. The Tosus in Makos, the Ramas Chom Rabbi Yossi, quotes the Rashi. Tosus disagrees and comments that this halacha, that Nimsa Kompos and Usa Betela, is not at all related to the Yitzilo Ha'eda. Is that a function of the mitzvahs Hatzala? It can go Ben Lekula Ben Lechumra, depending on the tzir. So if that's true, why then does Rabbi Yossi distinguish between Dinim Mamonos as opposed to Dinim Nefashos? So Tosus writes a very great Chiddush. Let's assume you have only two Edim. And it turns out that one is Karov Apostle. So good. You don't know now this halacha, Nimsech Karov Apostle Nusa Betela, fancy Chiddush. But in Din Nefashos, is there any Havamina that the Onish can be carried out? Of course not. No? If you have two Edim, and Nimsech Karov Apostle, so all you're left with is a single aid. A single aid in Din Nefashos. A dusan bat lagarmi, Tosus writes. No? One aid is nothing. So just as when it comes to Din Nefashos, we know that if there are two aidim and one is puzzle, nothing can occur. The edus is batame kara. So now that the pasuk says shnayim o shlosha, that's the Chiddush, that's the drasha. Hu hadin, even if there are three, even if there are three witnesses, and it turns out that one is a karma apostle, where in principle you could have pursued with the remaining two. No, that's the pasuk. Just as two, so two, three. But Tosus writes a very great Chiddush, but that's not true in Dinim Mamonos. Tosus writes in Dinim Mamonos, you have two Edim that are attempting to convict regarding a Chiyuv Mamon, and it turns out that Nimtze Echor Karov Apostle, so now you're left with a single aid. That single aid is Kam Neshua. Well, that's what Tosa says. So you have one aid that remains. Good. That's meaningful in Dine Mamonos. So the whole drasha doesn't begin. The whole basis of the drasha is just like 2 minus 1 is 0, so too, Shlosha, 3 minus 1 is 0. But Tosa says, that's not true in Dine Mamonos. 2 minus 1 is 1, and Eid Echad, who is Kam Neshua. And therefore, Hilkach B'Shloshen Ami, Tiskai Medus B'Shar. That's how Rabbi Yossi says the drasha works. It only makes sense in Dina Foshos, not in Dina Mamonos. For Yom Liyabo Chiddush, that according to the view of Rabbi Yossi, that even if you assume Nim Sechar Karbo Posol in Dina Mamonos, yeah, but the aid is Kam Neshua. That's the Chiddush according to the view of Rabbi Yossi. That's the difference between Nefashos as opposed to Dina Mamonos. In Dina Mamonos, you have two Eidim. For whatever reason, one is Karbo Posel, other Eid remains. The Ritva just has the following Ha'arva. It's found in Makos Da'avav in Asugya, and the Mi'iri writes this in our Sugya, here on Sener Daptes. Right, this is Chiddush HaTosos. The Lagabe Mamon, even if Nimsa Karov Apostle, but the remaining aid is Kam Neshua. The Ritva writes, the Miri writes, that's what you find in the Rishonim. In the Achronim, this is discussed by length in Ode Biyuda. Ode Biyuda is found in Evan Ezer and Simon Ayin Vav. And this is also found in Achiezer and Evan Ezer and Simon Chafei in Osir Aleph. This is not true of the Halacha. This is all true within only Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, this is the starting point. In Nefashos, 2 minus 1, right, is 0. In Mamonos, 2 minus 1 is 1. So therefore, there's no basis for the application of Nimtze Echor Krovo Posle Dusim Betela to Dina Mamonos. And therefore, Tosus writes black and white. In Dina Mamonos, because 1 is Posle, the remaining 8 is Kam Neshua. So the Ritvan, the Mi'iri, and our Sugya, ready Ma'orer. Yeah, but this is all within Rabbi Yosef. This is not true at all, the Halacha. We who assume like Rabbi Shita that Nim Secher Krom Posel and Dusan Beteila applies even to Dina Mamonos, we will assume that 3 minus 1 is 0, 2 minus 1 is 0. And even the 8 effort is not Kam Neshua. Don't make the mistake. Even though Tosfos writes black and white, right, that 2 minus 1 is 1 and 8 echad is chayiv shvua, not mahalacha. Tosfos writes this, the Miri comments within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, that in Dina Mamonos there's no halacha of nim secha karbo posel, idusim b'teila. But the fima ad kaimlan karebi, that's not true. Nim secha karbo posel, idusim b'teila, the eidim are the Talim Lagamre, and there certainly is no Chiyuv Shvua. That piece in Achiezer suggests another possibility within the distinction of Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi maintain that Nimtzeh Har Karo Pasei Dusa B'Tela is only relevant for Nefashos, not for Mamonos? So Rashi says it's a function of Yitzil Eidah. Tosa says it's because the Nerechad has come the Mamon. Achiezer suggests the following Chiddush. Right? Even going backwards, you see this Chiddush, one could work this Chiddush within the sheet of Tosas as well. Nim Secher Karo Posen Dusan B'Teila only applies to Din Nefasha, so kind of Yossi, not to Din Mamon. How do you understand this halacha of Nimtzeh Har Karbo Posel and Dusan B'Teila? Why is that true? Perhaps Boshrib Shad is the following. It's a psul. It's a psul begufo shel edus. Say very balabatish. No? Three edim come together. They come together as a unit, as a single cot. Each one is testifying regarding the credibility of the other as well. When I testify that we saw this, so that is edus that he was there as well. Maybe this also, just by the way, can be used to understand the view of the Ritz Gaius. One possible Ritz Gaius is, this is uniquely true of Edom Zomin, where it's not the Maisa Ver, which is the Mechai, but the Chaloshem. So the Chaloshem applies to the cut. A cut of Edom Zomin. One could argue, maybe not that fancy Lomdus the Ramban. One could answer, maybe just Poshup Shat, no? When I come and testify in Bezdin that the three of us saw this, and two of them are proven to be Zomin, my Edus is also proven to be Edus Sheker. Because part of my Haggadah's Edus is they were there at that particular time witnessing this event. And if two are subject to Azam, of course, then it picks on me as well. Not just simply because on the coattails I was part of a cot, but my Edus also was Edus Sheker. And that is labeled as Hazama. One possibility of Nimtzeh HaKarav Fosu Nisimatel is the following. That Kol HaEidim Nechshavim KeEidim Psulim. The Psul doesn't just relate to that person. You testify together with a Gazlan. So in that instance, that is considered to be a Psul in Gufo Shel Edus. Maybe one could argue, no, that's not true. It's not considered to be at all. That elicits what we call a chash mishaker. Maybe I'll tell you the following finish. You know what the problem nimsecha karam pos nisabateila? It's not a halacha in gufo shel edus, rather it's halacha of siruf hakat. Siruf hakat. Maybe that's the finish. There's a concept of a unit of Eidim. No? Ashiyazim Meskulam. The Eidim have their own identity as a unit of Eidus. And if it turns out that one is fossil, the testimony of A can no longer be combined with that of B. What do you mean that we are testifying as a unit? There's no tziruv. His edus is inadmissible, karov apostle, and therefore there is no longer a kat of edus. See, if you assume that nimsecha karov apostle dusam b'teila, it's not because of a psun gufo shel edus or shash mishake, but very simply it's a detail within tziruv hakat. So now one could argue as follows, an interesting chiddush. We know, right, we'll see this as we learn a little bit more, that there is a basic distinction in tziruf hakat between dine mamonos as opposed to dine nefashos. Based on that very sugya, makos and avav, take a look at the Rambam, Chosedus, Perekdal halacha aleph. The Rambam writes, when it comes to Eidei Nefashos, Tzrichim Shiu Shnehem Roin Ha'osaveira Ke'echad. Both must see the Maisaveira together. V'tzrichim La'ho'id Ke'echad. The Haggadah has to be as a unit, as a kat. The Re'i and the Haggadah. What happens if it was Echad Michalon Ze, Vecha Michalon Ze, Eidus Miuchedes? That's insufficient. Right, both of us were looking out the window. We saw a capital offense. But you were looking through a window in room A. I was looking through room B. We didn't see each other. But we all saw the Maisa Vera. The Rambam writes, that's not good for Dina Nefashos. That's called Eidus Miuchedes. The Rambam writes, Perek Dal Halacha Beis, Aval Dini Mamonos, Afal Pisho Ze Achar Ze. Forget about Cholon Ze and Cholon Ze. There at least we saw the act simultaneously. Here we didn't even see it simultaneously. I saw an act of Chilul Shabbos, and then I left, and you came and you saw that act of Chilul Shabbos subsequently. That's not good for Dini Nefashos. But the Rambam writes for Dine Mamonos, even Bezeh Charzeh is considered to be sufficient. What if two Eidim come forward? One Eid says, Bifonai Hilvo, I was there when Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Another aide comes forward and says, I wasn't there, but Reuven was molded to me that he owes Shimon money. They're not even being made to the same occurrence. I say I saw, and aide B says there was a whole dos spelled in. All of that is good when it comes to dinim amanos. In dinim amanos, the edus is not unnecessarily the particular maisa hamechayiv. That's true in nefashos. The edus is on maisa veira. In dinim amanos, as we'll see, the edus is on the hischayivos. One aide says Reuven owes Shimon $100. Another aide says Reuven owes Shimon $100. They're referring to different acts of halva. Or I saw the halva, simply he was moda. In such an instance, the Rambam writes, "Hare elu mitzarfim." That's a marked difference between din amanos as opposed to din nefashos. In din nefashos, the mamish saw the same ma'is avera. If they didn't see it as a unit, that's insufficient. That's edus miyuchedes. In din nefashos, there's a concept of kat. In din amanos, right? It's sufficient to have two Aden who are made, but not necessarily a unit of Aden. Interesting Chiddush, no? I'll tell you an unbelievable diuk in the pasuk. If you look in Parsha Shoftim, the Torah mentions this drush that we're referring to, two Aden, three Aden, no? The Torah writes this when it comes to Dine Mamanos as well as Dine Nefashos, no? In Dvarim Yud Zayin, Pasuk Vav, Al Pi Shnayim Edim Ushlosh Edim Yuma Sameis. And then two Prokim later, right, in Perak Yates, Alach Hates Vav, Al Pi Shnei Edim Ushlosh Edim Yakum Davar. Dinim Amanos. When it comes to Dinim Amanos, the Torah uses the term Shnei Edim. When it comes to Din Nefashos, the Torah uses the term Shnayim Edim. It's a pretty fascinating diuk. Shnayim means two Edim. Shnei Edim means two Edim. Shnayim means a pair of Edim. Right? In Parshas Noach, when it tells us that the animals came, Shnayim, Shnayim, what does that mean? Two of the same type, a unit of Edim. Not just simply two Edim. That lechor is dalach of edus miyuchedes in dinim amanos. Two edim are all that's necessary, right? In dinim nefashos, you require a pair of edim. A pair of edim means that the re'iyah and the haggadah has to be bevasachas. Otherwise, that's considered to be insufficient. We'll see in Daptes Mubeis the following chiddush of Tosfos. What's dalach of hachash and bedikos? Hachash and bedikos. If there's hachosh and drisha v'chagira, that's certainly no good. Midaraisa, of course no good. Midrabban, we pointed out, the machlokes, the Rambam, the Ramban, Machar, Nilas Delis. Do we even allow hachosh and drisha v'chagira? Good. What about hachosh and bedikos? So there, mi'ikar hadin, the difference between mamon as opposed to nefashos. Why should that be? Hachosh and bedikos, the difference between mamon and nefashos. For one thing should come to mind immediately. That it can't be that hachash and bedikos is a psul because of edu sheker. Because if that were the case, edu sheker, what we allow edu sheker in mamon, and we don't allow edu sheker in hafashos. Pasha of Shan, the Gemara is the following. Hachash in drisha v'chakira, that's edu sheker. No, you don't know where, you don't know when. That's a chisar and gufo shaledus. You know what I'll tell you? Hachosh and bedikos. Is that necessarily sheker? No, one person says that uktzeitenim are thick. One person says uktzeitenim are thin. That means they're vadai shakranim. How can it be good in dinam amanos? Just a hefker bez and hefker. That hachosh and bedikos creates a difficulty of siruf hakat. We realize that people can make mistakes regarding cases of bedika. It's not on the forefront of your mind when you witness a ma'isa avera what the tree that was nearby looked like. But Pashup Shat the Chiddush is the following. Can you combine two edim when one says black and one says white? They can't merge as a unit of edus.
But not necessarily. It's chashash meshaker. If that's true, so no different from Eidos Miyuchedes. That in Dinim Amanos that's sufficient. We would believe each eight individually, but we can't believe them in combination because there's a chash in a detail. If that's true, you understand very well a difference between Mammon as opposed to Nefashos. Perhaps that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi understood that Nimtze Echad Krol Pasavusa B'Teva is not a chisaron b'gufo shaleidus, but it certainly disturbs the Tzirif HaKat. Look, one of your guys is out. So Dina Mammon is good, one of the guys is out. No? You can have Eidos Miyuchedes, Ekviva Zechar Zeh. So Rabbi Yossi assumes that even Nimsecha Karm Apostle Tiskai Eidos Bishar. But not true when it comes to cases of Dinin Afashos. Why do I say this can work within the Chiddush of Tosfos? Tosfos doesn't mention Tzirif HaKat. Tosfos doesn't mention Eidos Miyuchedes. But no, but Tosfos just uses as a Raya. If you have two and one is no good, can the last accomplish anything? No? So Tosfos says, Dina Fashos, no. But Dina Mamonos, even he individually, is Kom L'Shvur. That Lamda, so Tosfos, the Chor is the same. That in Dina Fashos, you have a unit of Edim, in which case that one of the Edim by himself will not accomplish anything. In Dina Mamonos, even ignoring, excluding the Eid HaKarov Apostle, but the second Eid still is reckoned with in terms of Shvuah. So you see that there isn't a unit, a kat of Eidus. There are two Eidim, and 2 minus 1 is 1, and the single Eid is Kom L'Shvuah. According to the Sheet of Rebbe, again, one could argue, of course, this is absolutely true. There's a difference in Dina Mamonos as opposed to Dina Fashos in terms of Tzirif HaKat. But Rebbe would argue as follows, that Nimtzech on Karma Posel is not just a function of Tzirif HaKat. If there is no psul, just Chalon Zeh and Chalon Zeh, that's Halach of Tzirif HaKat. But if Posel, you testify with someone else who was Posel, and you testify together as such, there, that elicits a shash meshaker, a psulim gufo shaleidus. That translates even to dina mamonos as well, just like achash and b'dikos. Right? It's not relevant in dina mamonos, but certainly achash and derisha v'chakira. That's edus sheker. That's not just simply a difficulty in tziruf hakat. That's Achiezer writes. Take a look briefly, but embellished with the marmakomos of edus miyuchedes, that concept of Shnayim and Shnei. If you look in the Balaturim, right, on that Pasuk, right, in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Tezvav, the Balaturim makes this ha'ara, the difference in Shnayim as opposed to Shnei. Again, he doesn't mention Eidos Miyuchedes. This mentions that there's a clear difference. Din Nefashos are Shnayim, Din Mamonos are Shnei. And try to figure out what he says. Then he says, and take a look at the Gemara later, Daf Lamed Vav, that's why Ma'ayim Imalav. And that's why in Din Nefashos, when the Edom come before you, you have to scare the wits out of them. You don't just accept what they're saying, right? But you have to instill a measure of fear in the Edom in order to see to it that their Edus is credible. And again, the Balaturim use Shnayim and Shnei as an indicator that it's a different caliber of Edus. Not just simply a difference in terms of whether the outcome is Mammon as opposed to Nefashos. A unit of Eidus has to survive all the difficulties of Mayim Malav. Two individual Eidim that come do not. That's the Chiddush that the Balaturim writes. Okay, so the Gemara tells us the following. That this halacha, Nimtzecha Karm Apostle Dusan B'Teila, the Gemara says that Eimasai, right? When is that true? Rashi explains, what does that mean? As of when do you assume in Dinin Nefashos Dusan B'Teila? The Gemara tells us the following, Zman Shehisru Bahem. If you have an aid who gave Hasra, so obviously he's included in the Kata Vedas, but he's an innocent bystander. he participated in the hasra. Aval b'zman shalom yisru b'hen. But let's assume that didn't happen. So then after the Gemara says, Mayashu snei achim, v'achad shro b'echad, shor agas nefesh. So what happens if three people happen to witness a crime? Out of hand, you're going to say, Nim sefer kol pasul nusam b'teila, because two of them happen to be related. Certainly not. When do we apply this principle if there's some link between the individuals? B'zman shehisru b'hem. Now, b'zman shehisru b'hem is just an example of where a person undeniably is an aid. No? After all, Hasra applies in Dini Nefashos and Dini Malkos. Hasra doesn't apply in Dini Mamonos. And yet, we assume as Rabbi Yeshita still, Nimsech HaKar Pasul Yusam B'Teva. No? So you're not going to argue only if there's Hasra. Hasra is an indicator that this person has a Chaloshim Eid. But barring such an indication, not necessarily when we apply the principle of Nimse Echod Karavidusa B'Teim. So this is what Tosus now begins discussing. Dermascha B'Zman Shehistru Bahen. So as of when do we assume Nimse Echod Karavidusa B'Teim? On some level you need Siruf. Without Siruf you have to deal with the Gemara's Kasha. Mayasu Shnei Achim Ve'Echod Shro Echod Shro Gesen Efesh. So at what point in time is the Chaloshim Eid determined? Is it Nikva that we'd assume Nimsech HaKar Pasul Yusa B'Teila? Our Tosus throws in another Nafkamina, and that's the principle of Ein Eid Nasadayim. An Eid cannot serve as a Dayim. So at what point do you become an Eid? That we would argue, Einet Nasadayim. And here Tosus quotes the Sugi in Makos and Avav, the Sugi we discussed very briefly in the opening shir, where a pup asked the following kasha of Abaye. At Elameyata, if you really assume this principle of our Gemara, Nim Tsechar Karva Posei Dusa B'Teila, so Harug Yatsil, Nirvi Yatsil. So every crime there's a victim. So why not argue that the victim is included in the Eidus, and therefore Nimsechar Karo Pasul Yusam B'Teila? So the Gemara is Marche. If the only problem was the victim, one could argue, right, even though in Ochrami quite dachuk, that Kishahargo Me'acharav or Rivo Me'acharav. Maybe we're talking about a case where the victim was unaware. So obviously then he's not an aid. He was unaware that this occurred. But the Gemara says, okay, forget about the victim. What about the perpetrator? No? Horein, Roveya Yatsil. Anyone can commit a crime. And obviously, they're aware that the crime was committed. They witnessed the crime that was committed. They were the perpetrator of the crime. So if you're going to apply the principle of Nimsech or Karo Pasul Yusa B'Teila, so that's it. So you'll never be able to convict a person of such an offense. So Rav answers as follows. But no, the Pasuk says, Yakum Davar. And Rav's drasha is B'mekayme Davar HaKasuv Medame. When we say Nimsech or Karo Pasul, we're not talking about anyone. We're talking about B'mekayme Davar HaKasuv Medame, those that establish the case. Our Tosos comments, one thing is very clear, that the Gemara in Makos, and asking the Kash and Davav, Horug Yatsil, Nirvi Yatsil, Horig Yatsil, Rave Yatsil, the premise of the Gemara was clear, that a person is considered Alpidin to be an aid, Mishas Re'iyah. Re'iyah alone is sufficient to be Kovela Chaloshim Eid. Because if you were to argue that Re'iyah is insufficient, you need something else. You need an Eid Hamed, for example. What's the Kasha? Harug Yatsil. The victim, what? He's dead. There's Hagaras Eidus. Even in the case of Horeg Roveya, Bezin is going to allow a person to be made that he did or did not. Of course not. We'll never get to the point of Haggadah. But yet the Gemara assumes that Haggadah is not necessary. Re'iya alone is sufficient in order to argue Nimtzeach al Karpos and do some detail. Less Mandapali. That was true in the Kasha that Rav Papa posed to Avayim. And in fact, that's what our Tosus quotes in the name of the Rashbam. That Beniskav Vein Lahaid Amrina Nimsecha Karapos and Yusamateila. The Rashbam writes, you see that's true from the Gemara. You don't need an Eid Hameid. An Eid Haro is sufficient. And our Tosus writes, V'chein Le'inyan Shiron Asadayan. An Eid Haroe can no longer serve as a Dayan. And the Ri disagrees. Tosus says that Hani Mili Meikara, all of that was the Havamin of the Gemara, the Kasha that Rav Papa posed. But he had no senes. That's exactly the Teretz of the Gemara. What does it mean by Mekai Mehadavra Kosov Medaber? The only time we apply the principle of Nimtzar Karapostol is B'mekaimedav, those who establish the case. What does that mean? So the Ri interprets it to mean the following. You are only considered to be an aid, not Mishas Re'iyah, but only B'mekaimedav, when you establish the case, Mishas Haganah. When you come, L'kayim Esadavar, B'bezdim, and Eid HaMeid, at that point you have a Chalosh HaMeid. Very important machlokas. Rashbam Eid HaRoe, Iskabi Mahoid. According to the Ri, no, an Eid HaMeid. That's exactly the punchline of the Gemara. The Mekai Medaber HaKosev Medaber. The Ri says it must be that way. Because if you're going to argue otherwise, that already Mishas Re'iyah alone, Nimsech of Karav Apostle Edusin Betela, there he says, so what do you do in every case of Gittin? Metosus raises this kash, other Mesechtas, Gittin and Kedushin. Lo Matzinya Deiner Vagleno, but Gittin and Kedushin. They're always Krovim, they're always Psum that are present. And if the Shemate is Nikfa Al Yedei Re'iyah, so immediately, Nimsech or Karapos and Yusam Betela. How do you have Eidei Kedushin? Eidei Gerushin? So it must be Eid HaMeid. When the Ri poses this question of Gitnin Kedushin, the Ri argues this is fine according to me, who maintains you only become an Eid Mishas Haggadah, but this is a Rayim Uchachas against the view of the Rashbam, that the Shemaid is Nikfa Al Yedei Re'iyah. Is that so simple? That this issue of Gittin Kedushin only has to be dealt with by the Rashbam. But according to the Ri, no problem whatsoever. See, as you know, we've discussed in the past that Ritvan Kedushin, Daf Mem Gimel, where the Ritva writes that no, this issue of Gittin Kedushin has to be dealt with by everyone, by everyone. If you maintain that you become an Eid Mishas Re'iyah, that's a problem. Mishas Re'iyah, Mishas Maisa Kedushin, Maisa Gerushin. There was Re'iyah of Krovim Psulim. And let's assume you hold like the Ri, you only become an Eid Mishas Haggadah. Everything is fine and good. The Ritva writes, of course not, no? Here you have to distinguish between Eidus Levir Hadavar as opposed to Eidus Lekim Hadavar. If you're dealing with Eidus Levir Hadavar, so there is a two-step process that is expected of these Eidim, Re'iyah Haggadah. If that's true, one can raise a very fundamental question, at what point is the Chaloshem Eid Nikva? Mishas Re'iyah, Mishas Haggadah? Because the Eidim are going to do, very simply, two things. When it comes to Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, there's a twofold task that we are demanding of these Eidim? Of course not. There's no Haggadah. All the Eidim do, what is their job description? You're asked to be an Eid Kedushin, Re'iyah and Re'iyah alone. So the Ritva writes, regardless of what you hold generally, when it comes to the case of Hariga, forget about that. When it comes to Gittin Kedushin, everyone should agree that the Chaloshim Eid is Nikfa Al Yedei Re'iyah. Because if not Re'iyah, then what? Haggadah. When you only become an Eid Kedushim Yishas Haggadah, what does that mean? There is no Haggadah. Well, all of a sudden, one day, they wake up and they deny that they were ever married. Good, so they'll ask you to go to Bezin to testify that you were the Eid. That's your role as an Eid Kedushin. That's what the Gemara says, Kedushin Samachelo, if recited the Shakre. If all of a sudden, one fine day, when someone wakes up and denies, we can counter his denial. That's not true when it comes to Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. So here the Ritva writes that this problem of Nimtzech or Kama Posel Yusam Beteila has to be dealt with by everyone. Even if you hold that normally by Eidus L'Bira HaDavar you become an Eid, Mishas HaGadah. And that's the Chiddush that the Ritva calls B'Shem Ravosa, that the only way you can solve this problem is through the vehicle of Yichud Eidim. The whole concept of Nimtzech or Karov Posel Yusam Beteila is a halachin kat, whether it's Tziruf HaKat, or whether it's a psul of the kat, a kat. And therefore it's necessary to be miyached the kat of Eidus, that these are the Eidei Kedushin, these are the Eidei Gerushin. And others are considered to be outside of that kat, and therefore there's no problem. But this has to be according to everyone, not dependent on the Rashbam and the Ri. What's this Ritva doing in Kedushin of Mem Gimel? That's the problem, no? Because the Gedolim Kedushin of Mem Gimel says that's not true. You don't require Yichud Eidim. The Gemara is explicit. Lo ba'inan atem Eidai. I don't have to be Miyachid Eidim. There's no such halacha. So what does Ritva argue? Yeah, there's no such halacha midin Eidus, that Eidus requires Yichud Eidim. There's no such halacha. Let's assume a couple gets married in the presence of two people, and they did not designate these two as being witnesses. That's an absolute valid kedushin. Either or not miyachid the eidim. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Lo ba'inan atem eida. You don't need yichud eidim. Eidus does not require yichud eidim. But if you have a problem nimtzech akar posel yusam beteila, then of course you need yichud eidim. Not because inherently that yichud eidim is necessary. Yichud Eidim is necessary to solve the problem Nimtzech Karov Posel Yusam Beteila. Say Nachem, the Gemara Kedushin of course is right, that you don't need Midin Eidus Yichud Eidim at all. The Gemara was discussing a case of a person who appointed someone as a Shliach for the purpose of Kedushin. The Gemara says, can that Shliach be an Eid? The Gemara says, maybe you'll tell me, no, he wasn't appointed to be an aid, he was only appointed to be a shliach. The Gemara says, you don't need an appointment to be an aid. Good, that's fine. But if you're getting married in the presence of Krovim Sulim, of course you need Yichud Eidim. No, that's the Chiddush of the Ritva. So take a look again at this Ritva, take a look at the Ksos, and Simen Lamed Vav, and Sivkot and Aleph. And then take a look at the other Rishonim. Rashi in that Sugya Makos Navav does not seem to say this. According to what we explain, what's the punchline of the Gemara? That you become an Eid Mishas HaGadah, not Mishas Riyah. And that's what Rava means. The Mekayimi Davar Kosim Adavet. Rashi does not seem to say that that's the case. Take a look at the Russian Makos, Perek Aleph, Siman Yud Gimel. Take a look at the Nesivis. The Choshen Mishpat is Lamed Vav, Sivkot and Beis. A very different way of understanding that Chiddush of the Gemara B'mekaymi davar akosav medamin. I don't have to go through the details, but from this tells us of this manshe history. Okay.